When former North Bay Deputy Mayor Sheldon Fragette was arrested and charged with multiple criminal offenses relating to incidents over the 2022 Thanksgiving weekend, he was amid a political comeback, with the polls closing for the municipal election just 2 weeks off. See related. Allegations, categorically false, says Fragette. As it turns out, according to testimony given by Christine Campbell, Fragette's common law partner up until the incident, the major argument that led to his arrest on October 9, 2022, centered on the unauthorized use of a family photograph on Fragette's political website. Fragette and Campbell have one child together, a then one-year-old boy who, the court heard, was the only other person in their Peninsula Road home during the domestic dispute between the two that unfolded following Thanksgiving dinner. Fragette has two older children from a previous relationship. Campbell also has a daughter from a previous relationship, who was approaching 4 years old in fall 2022. It was this child that was included in Fragette's campaign marketing. The girl's father objected to her appearing on Fragette's political website and asked Campbell to help rectify the situation. In her testimony given Thursday in the Ontario Court of Justice in North Bay, Campbell stated it was this disagreement over the campaign photo that precipitated what she termed as a traumatic experience that night. In December 2022, half of the charges laid against Fragette relating to the two separate Thanksgiving 2022 incidents were dropped in Ontario Court of Justice proceedings. Citing no reasonable prospect of conviction, the Crown withdrew three charges, one count of assault and two counts of mischief to property under $5,000. Fragette is on trial for the remaining three charges from the Thanksgiving 2022 arrests. One count each of assault, forcible confinement, and failing to comply with an undertaking plus a second failing to comply charge stemming from an incident on December 27, 2022. The Crown is proceeding summarily on all counts. Justice Aaron J. Lainavoul is the presiding judge for the trial. Fragette elected to be tried by a judge only. Under direct examination by Crown Attorney Stephanie Dixon, Campbell gave her version of the events of the night of October 9, 2022, and the early morning of October 10, 2022. Campbell testified that the argument between her and Fragette escalated once their dinner guests had departed the Peninsula Road home. He said, "I didn't love him and I wasn't a supportive partner," Campbell recalled. She added Fragette repeatedly attempted to take her cell phone as she tried to deal with the photo backlash with her daughter's father. As the two argued in their bedroom with their child sleeping in a room nearby, Campbell stated Fragette threw a glass of water in her face while he was trying to take her phone, soaking her shirt. "I was in shock," she said. Campbell said Fragette then brought a baseball bat down on a coffee table in the room, damaging the piece of furniture. Campbell said she sought refuge in a walk-through closet and Fragette followed her inside and punched the closet wall beside her. Photographs of the damaged coffee table and hole in the drywall were entered into evidence, as was a drawing Campbell made at the request of the Crown to clarify the layout of the home. Campbell testified Fragette then scooped their son out of his crib and ran around the house, turning lights on. Campbell stated Fragette then threw the child into the bed. Campbell said she called 911 at this point, left the phone connection open, and placed it in her pocket. "I was very afraid for the baby's safety," Campbell told the court. "It was like he was manic." Campbell said more than once in her testimony that she was afraid for her safety and that of her child and she wanted to leave. She said Fragette went outside and parked his truck in the middle of the driveway, blocking her vehicle in, so she could not. According to Campbell, Fragette told her, "If I wanted to leave, I would have to leave their child with him. Then he would move his truck." She added, "I was free to go. Under no circumstances was I leaving the baby with him." Campbell said Fragette encouraged her to put the baby to bed. "And we can talk about this." Soon after, the police arrived and knocked, letting themselves into the house after no one answered the door. Campbell, with the child in her arms, said she ran past Fragette on the stairs toward the officers and out the door. On October 10, 2022, Forget was arrested and charged with failing to comply with an undertaking relating to electronic messages Campbell told police she received from Forget. Campbell said she took screenshots of the messages, sent through Instagram and a shared calendar app before they were deleted. Those photos were entered into evidence. Forget remained calm as he listened to his former partner's testimony. Campbell remained composed on the stand throughout. On cross-examination, Forget's attorney Sean Hamilton did catch two discrepancies in comparing statements made in 2022 and the day's testimony by Campbell. In the Thanksgiving weekend account to a North Bay Police Service officer, Campbell stated Forget had tackled her in the closet. She agreed this was a slight exaggeration and chalked it up to her traumatic ordeal. In another instance, on December 27, 2022, Campbell told police Forget had illegally attended an arranged meeting spot as she picked up their young son from Forget's aunt after a Christmas visit with the family. A video was entered into evidence showing a white truck, which Campbell identified as Forget's, entering the parking lot at the Tim Hortons on Lakeshore Drive nearest the overpass. The truck slows and then appears to rev its engine before spraying snow to the side. Campbell also surreptitiously recorded audio of the planned exchange, and the noise from the truck's engine is audible on that recording. The security video does not have sound. Campbell told police the truck had stopped before accelerating, but Hamilton pointed out the truck never does come to a stop. Hamilton also submitted to Campbell that she could not have seen the driver due to the tint on the truck's windows, and she conceded that point. Campbell said she regretted showing up to the child exchange alone and also found the experience with the truck, which she assumed to be driven by Forget, as traumatic. Crown witnesses will take the stand as the trial continues on Wednesday, November 8. Justice Lena Vuhl has also added a third trial date, so there will be ample time for potential defense witnesses, including Forget himself.